And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I went shopping with Goldie on Friday.
Oh, a little dad and daughter day.
Yeah, because Indy was a bit crook, and so Goldie I swung past the chemist.
Mm.
And
shopping date? Stop it.
Yeah.
I love perusing the chemist.
Yeah.
You do find some wild stuff at a chemist, to be fair.
Yeah, I know.
They've got that present section that's a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like at the post office. You're standing in line. You're like, wow.
Yeah, and sometimes Chemist Warehouse have like these like donation things. Like they have a bin or two that or shelf or two that have like all this stuff that's marked down to $1 or $2.
Oh.
And when you buy it, the money for it goes to, I don't know, special cause.
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so it's like real, like wild stuff to be $1 or $2.
At Chemist Warehouse or like Discount Chemist or whatever, I'm focused on the job at hand because that's like Aldi. You're going to be in that line and they're like, next. And you're like, yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's very like, there's no fuss.
When you walk into a Chemist Warehouse, what's the first section you go to apart from the foot fungal?
Yeah. Private.
Hair removal?
No, a lot of the time it's skin stuff.
Skin stuff.
So it might be like smooth skin stuff, you know, like moisturisers.
Speaking of that smooth and tan gear, got myself an AHA exfoliator on the weekend. Oh,
you have to be careful. Okay, we've got to have a chat about this. Pin that. Because you can't just go, anyway, don't worry. All right.
So anyway, so we were there and we were getting stuff and cough medicine and that type of thing and we got to the Band-Aid section and I don't know if you've seen Band-Aids lately.
Yeah.
But there are 75 different types for kids.
Oh, and for adults. I had to decide the other day, do I want Flex or do I want Firm? I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Waterproof? Aren't they all waterproof?
Band-Aid.
Yeah, I know.
God's sakes.
So I get that, right? So all of those things come into it. But the kids ones, there's like LOLs, there's Minecraft, there's, you know,
Wiggles, all this, dinosaurs,
Paw Patrol, these different sort of Marvel characters and stuff. And so Goldie was like looking at them while I was looking at just sort of standard Band-Aids. And she goes, oh, Daddy, Hello Kitty ones. Can we get Hello Kitty ones? I was like, yeah, sure, baby. Get yourself a little packet of Hello Kitty Band-Aids. Can always do with more Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Particularly with, you know, small children who, like, when they bump, they're all like, I need a Band-Aid. You're not bleeding. I need a Band-Aid. It's the only thing that's going to fix it. Okay, fine, you can have a Band-Aid. We burn through Band-Aids. But there was another type there, and so there was, like, a lady standing right next to us, and she sort of smiled at me because Goldie's being super cute, which happens quite often, you know. And then just as she smiled at me, Goldie goes, look, Daddy, these ones, and points to Ninja Turtle ones, because these ones are like your jocks. And
oh, no.
So for Father's Day, that we got you for Father's Day. So for Father's Day, I got, like, you can get Ninja Turtle boxes that come in a little mini pizza box.
Oh.
Quite like a little novelty cool thing, yeah?
Yeah. And so, really little ones, yeah.
Yeah. Teeny, like. Anyway, the girls had given
me
that.
Little Michelangelo's.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
More of a Donatello.
Oh, you reckon? No.
Raphael.
More Leonardo.
Raphael?
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Oh, what? You do have the Raphael vibe about you, yeah.
No, I'm Leonardo, absolutely. Yeah. But anyway, so just as I'm making eye contact with this woman, she goes, looks like your daddy's like your jocks. And the woman just gives me this look like, I get it. She gets it. She's obviously got her own kids.
She gets
but,
it.
But I just looked at her like, what are you going to do? We all know what's happening here.
Oh, just another shopping experience.
Yep, I'm not wearing them right now. Or any.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's that time of year, Log, where, you know, moving into the festive period, it's a good time to sort of just take stock and think about, you know, the fact that there are a lot of people doing it tough.
Yeah, 100%. And MacKillop Family Services, they deal with people who are doing it tough and they help them and they go to the ends of the earth to help them, which is an amazing service. They're also aiming to bring the spirit of Christmas into the lives of vulnerable kids. kids and young people and families. And to chat all about their Christmas gift appeal is Tanya Ferris, Manager of Carer Recruitment and Development. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning, both of you.
Thanks for coming in, mate. And thanks for the wonderful work you do for the kids in our community.
Yeah.
Can you just maybe give us a bit of an indication as to sort of what this time of year might be like for someone in foster care?
Yeah, so we care for over 200 children down here in this local region.
Wow.
Across Geelong. Yeah, and Christmas is not always a happy time for everyone. We get excited about Christmas because we spend it with our families.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there's joy, there's excitement leading up to it. For our kids, they're surrounded by love in their foster care homes, but they're longing to be with their families.
Mm.
So the Christmas gift appeal is all about bringing that joy and spirit in to the foster care of families, so the foster carers can support the kids emotionally while the community supporting the foster carers financially. It's incredible.
Well, that's the thing. You're so right. Christmas is not a fun time for a lot of people. Yep. And for kids in foster care, it's not just about, I'm sure, a lot of the time about presents, but it's also the presence of people around them.
Right.
And so I'm guessing this gift appeal helps with that too, because foster families must be doing it even tougher than people. I mean, cost of living is huge right now, so it must just bring so much joy into the family home.
Well, it's been a pretty tough year financially, and you know, we think about it's just an extra mouth to feed. It's not just an extra mouth to feed. Some of these foster carers are taking in 2, 3, 4 children at once.
Wow.
Christmas time becomes even busier. There is a lot of pressure on families and in the community leading up to Christmas time. People are going through tough times. These foster carers drop everything. So they're looking after their own children or grandchildren, and then they're taking in these additional children. And it's not just about Christmas Day. It's the lead up to Christmas.
Oh, there's
it's
so many events.
That's right.
Hey, come to this, come to that. This person's got a party. That person's
school.
Got a party. It's like, oh, God, what do you do?
Yeah, so it's a very emotional time for weeks leading up into Christmas. So the appeal is all about taking that pressure off, letting the community sort that out for our foster carers.
It really does take a special kind of person to be a foster carer. And I imagine you're always looking for more people to step up and do that if they have the capacity to. But, yeah, if we can chop them out a bit, help them out a bit, particularly around this time of year, then that's the dream. Mate, what kind of gifts are we looking for this Christmas appeal?
Well, we look after children newborn all the way up to 18. So
sure.
It's really anything.
Yeah.
So think about those board games and the Lego, the footies. I know there's some kids who want Geelong membership, so if there's anyone out there thinking about that. But gift cards for those teenagers, because they love to go out and buy their own stuff. It's not charity.
No.
It's not charity. No. It's supporting these kids and supporting the foster carers.
Now, it's a new unwrapped gift or voucher, which I know a lot of people, I'm so bad at wrapping. I always get my gifts wrapped. And so when they're like, do you want that gift wrapped? Yes, is the answer. But in this case, it would be no, because you kind of got to see what it is.
We've got to see what it is. And the foster carers want to see what it is. So what we do is we have a big day where all the foster carers get to come into the office. So we have everything out in the room. That's why we ask for gifts to be in by the 8th of December.
Oh,
sounds really early for us, but it gives our carers enough time to go, okay, I've got it, I'm sorted. Now I'll just concentrate on other things. So we set it all out. We have an amazing day. The carers all come in and they get to pick. But then what we also do is we have the older kids come in if they want to pick gifts for their siblings.
They get to come
in and pick gifts as well.
Yeah.
So it's really great. Yeah.
Do you know what? I know you said it's early and sorry to jump in, but Black Friday sales are happening. There's so many sales happening now. So and a lot of people are getting into the habit of shopping a bit earlier for Christmas. So if you are shopping for yourself, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
Think, oh, well, that's on sale. So that means I can get 2 maybe and I can gift one off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. Even things like I had a young girl last year ask me for a gift voucher to the chemist. And I said, the chemist?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yeah, Tan, because I can buy makeup and I can buy some perfume.
Chemist Warehouse is huge with the teenagers, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
Oh, the kids.
And the Emco Beauty, the girls all love it. So just think, you know, whoever you would be buying for in your circle. And I put a special call out to the businesses and the staffing groups who, instead of doing, you know, the $5 Kris Kringle to each other,
Yes.
Maybe think about pooling your money and buying a gift for a kid.
Nice.
These are all local kids. Yeah. And the thing about this appeal is it stays local. We know the faces of these beautiful kids. We know their names. We know their stories. Mm. And these gifts stay here for our local kids.
That's so important, Tanya.
Yeah. All right, Tanya, how do we get the gift? Well, we've bought the gift. Now, how do I get it to you guys?
Yeah, so bring it into our Geelong office. We're down in the Federal Mills area, so off Mackey Street.
Yeah.
So bring it in to the office. The admin team are ready and waiting. They've decorated that front office. They are very excited.
Nice.
You'll be able to see it.
Yeah, so they'll be there to meet you. So drop it all off there.
All right, Mackey Street in North Geelong there by December the 8th. Please, whatever you can do, it's going to really make a difference and make Christmas a bit brighter for a child here in Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine region. Tanya, again, thank you so much for the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you.
We are right behind you this Christmas.
Thanks.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, on the weekend, I decided to go the early crow and put up my Christmas stuff because I like fairy lights.
I was going to do the same. But the girls were not interested. I was like, okay, what about this afternoon? No, we want to go and play at our friend's house. Okay, fine.
Right. Okay. Well, see, I did get a bit of heat from some siblings being like, too early. Okay, well, you do you and I'll do me. But the Christmas tree went up and I was happy with how it all kind of, you know, although when I, see, the thing that Jimmy needs to understand, my beautiful fiance, is that when I ask him his opinion, what I really want is just, I just want the good feedback.
You just want confirmation of what you thought.
Confirmation, you know what I mean? Like,
that's,
like, I don't need him to say, oh, it's looking a bit bare on this side.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's women's psychology 101.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, he doesn't read between the lines. Bless him, because he's such a truthful guy.
Your opinion,
such a truthful guy. It's like, there's a bit of a hole maybe on this side. I think we kind of need a bit more. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm asking for. I need you to say, what a wonderful job, honey. You've done really well.
To confirm my beliefs.
And then got myself a new wreath as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually, I'm going to send you a photo of, and I want to see if you think, or your thoughts on this wreath. Because we haven't been a wreath family. You know, I haven't had one for years and years.
Well, isn't that part of the standard Christmas decoration setup?
I don't have one, right? And so this one is all rosemary, and then there's some bells on the bottom, and there's a green ribbon.
And you've hung it on the brickwork.
Okay.
From a nail?
Yeah, so
I... Why isn't it on the door?
But your thoughts first. What's the thoughts on the wreath itself?
Now, hang on. What did I just say about women's psychology?
No, because that's fine.
It's great. You've done a good job
No. So, can you tell that it's handmade?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying you've done a good job.
So I
really
made it because we've got a lot of rosemary, right?
Okay.
And Jimmy was doing the hedging and I'm like, wait, before you do, I want to make a rosemary wreath.
Don't
now,
you,
I can
mate.
See from this photo that maybe the right side looks a little bit better than the left, but I was covered mate, in rosemary. I had chicken wire. It was a whole thing.
It's artisanal. Why are you still trying to make things? Didn't Halloween teach you anything?
Mate, it's all right.
You made a $200 costume for a baby. Because all the supplies, and you didn't even use the most expensive supplies. And then you've gone back to the well straight away at Christmas.
I'm trying to be one of these people.
Good on you.
Okay. Right. And I said to Jimmy, after all of this work, and I was covered in rosemary and bits of steel, because I actually got a steel...
cutter?
No, it was like a top for, like, you put on top of your cooking, so it's like a splash
lid.
Guard.
Like a lid.
Like a splash guard. Like a steel splash guard, right? And I cut it out and I was just left with a steel round bit I've done a whole bunch of, right? So I was covered in, like, steel and rosemary and, like, all types of things. And then I said to Jimmy, I've left it out the front. He goes, I'll hang it up for you, babe. And I'm like, amazing. And we've got a fly screen and the door.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Right? And then I couldn't find it. And I'm like, he goes, I've hung it up for you. And I'm like, you know, where is it? And he goes, well, I thought it would be better because there was already a nail in the brickwork.
Yeah.
And when we open our door, we're facing into, you can see that brick wall straight away.
Yeah.
And he goes, I thought it would just be nicer because you could see it when you're walking out every time. I'm like, but I wanted it on the door. And he's like, yeah, but I thought it would be nicer just to have
it. He doesn't get it, does he?
Have it right there.
He doesn't. Again, just do what you want.
What? Thank you.
Shut up.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't have an opinion.
Put a nail in the door. It's fine. That's what doors are for.
No,
they
don't
can take
it,
nails.
Put it on the screen door, mate. You just get a little bit of wire and wind it around the loop of the screen door. Easy as, mate.
Do I loop have to, of the screen door?
You know the pattern, the
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. No, our pattern. No, sorry, we don't have steel door. We have. Like plastic.
Oh, just get wire.
Door.
Just get string or something through the hole.
Nah, you don't know. You don't know. But I want a nail in door. No, nail in brickwork apparently is better.
Anyway, look, just having a look at that, I'm sure you will have a Merry Christmas anyway. Apart from
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This one's a bit of a scam watch. There might be other people similar to these people that I've read about.
Mm-hmm.
This article was sent to me by my brother. Thank you to my big bro for sending this one through.
By the post.
Came across my desk.
What correspondence do we have today?
Dear diary.
I'll get my fountain pen out. You ever try to write with a fountain pen?
God, no.
Impossible.
Especially for a left-hander, I hear.
I think I did at Sovereign Hill.
Yeah.
Ink just goes everywhere. Anyway, that's a different topic.
Then let's not talk about the quill.
This one is for any, aspiring authors out there who might want to be looking at publishing their first book and things like that.
Well, we do have a big fan base of soon-to-be authors.
Well, intellectuals particularly.
Yeah, of course.
This show is for the highbrow.
Well, it is funny. The number of people who are writing books for the first time or trying to self-publish books around sort of the romance genre or sort of some of those, it is actually spiked on statistic. This is all The Guardian's work, by the way, so I give them a big shout-out.
And it's very related romance a lot of the time as well.
Throw the word throbbing in and it's romance,
there
isn't
you go.
It? There you go.
I think it's more, ready for Netflix type stuff is where they think or hope it will go to.
Okay,
you know, thriller
like
romance.
Bridgerton,
a bit.
That type of bizzo.
Oh, still
a
throbbing.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
There's a big scam going at the moment where through a Facebook query, people trying to find out information how to publish, contacting publishers.
Yeah.
And there's one called, so this is all on The Guardian. Again, you've got to use the word alleged a lot here. But so it's called Melbourne Book Publishing or Melbourne Book Publishers. They're what the Facebook query is. Now, that sounds very, very similar to Melbourne Books. Melbourne Books is a legitimate company. I want to say that 100%.
Okay.
A legitimate company has been established for a long time. They're saying the scam bit is intentionally sounding like a legitimate company that's been around for a long time.
Okay.
So Melbourne Book Publishers is the scam one.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne Books, legit. Okay, don't get confused there. So what they're doing is they're getting them in contact. It's all this AI-generated websites, people's profile pictures with blurbs about them, blah, 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 blah. All this, we've been around since 1999.
Yeah.
This is our history. We've got 3 books already published on Amazon at the moment. Check them out. As soon as you peel back a layer or two, which The Guardian journalists have gone and done, is Amazon, these books don't exist on Amazon.
Ooh.
So Amazon is saying no.
Ooh,
no, it is not us.
Yeah, yeah.
If you peel back the established in 1999, you actually realize that this company was formed about 12 months ago instead of 1999. And so this lady, for instance, Andrea, who's the one who did a bit of research from WA. She poured her energy into a fantasy romance novel and was thrilled to receive a prompt response on a Facebook query from Melbourne Book Publishers, the scammers.
Yeah.
And went down the whole thing, met with someone like on a video call.
No.
Oh, wow.
And she fortunately only paid the initial $88.
Oh.
But others, now it's got a little bit deeper, have been up to $5,000 up front for the services of this publishing company. And then them wanting to hand over, I think, the manuscripts to obviously control the copyright of the manuscript if there's a good
so
one out
like
there.
Stealing them,
also the taking the money off them as well.
Mm.
Again, credit to the journos. Deeper and deeper and deeper it goes. They're saying these are popping up everywhere because there's such a boom in people wanting to write at the moment. I think with the idea of getting a Netflix type show or something like that, it's so lucrative that they are popping up right across the world just trying to grab content while grabbing cash at the same time.
If there isn't enough bloody barriers to me writing a book already. It's just another one, isn't it?
Well, you never know, Tommy. You could write something good.
Yeah, what's that title of that book again?
What, autobiography?
I can bench 120 now.
No. My autobiography.
Tom and the Giant Peach.
No. Yeah, Jack and the Giant Peach, your one. Yeah, that's fan fiction. That shall remain unpublished for the benefit of everyone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. KROQ's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Splash, in we go into the prawn tank. And this is like Shark Tank, but with a big prawn instead of a shark.
Yes, one of you two, you on this occasion, Log, is going to pitch me on an idea, work out whether I want to invest. Now, I've received some feedback about this recently, this particular segment.
Yeah.
From a...
Investors?
No, quite a business-minded person.
Is it Henry, your son?
No.
Well, I saw they were selling items at the front of your house.
Jed was.
He is the businessman, isn't he? He's the hustler. Sells his brother's toys.
Correct. No, this was from an adult, a genuine business person who listens to it, and I know him. And he said I should stop humouring the two of you and stop rewarding mediocrity and encouraging ideas that actually aren't good enough.
What, Duna Holes? That went off?
Can I say, Cameron, that I personally can't speak for Loggy, but I have never felt encouraged by you, so I don't I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I think he was referring to when I said yes to one of your ideas, and he said you're never going to invest in that, so don't tell him. Make them work harder for it.
Okay. Automated trolleys.
Yeah, we've had some really good ones over the journey.
We are clever.
I'm just saying, that's the
recycled
feedback.
Recycled hot water in the shower, and then when you actually want to use clean shower water,
yeah, that's probably been your worst.
I'm
just saying, regular listener this person is, he wants this particular segment to go to a new level.
All right, so sit down, man. Bang. Here we go. You know when you have mates over, or maybe it's yourself and it's a Friday night and you're like, oh, I feel like having a bit of a drink. You know what I don't feel like? Cleaning up afterwards. Am I right, guys?
Oh, no, right?
Right?
Oh,
yeah, and right. It's not just the hand washing of dishes. A lot of us put them in the dishwasher. Now, when it comes to wine glasses, depending on the type of dishwasher you have, and not you, Mr. Prawn, obviously you have, you know, at least 2 to 3 dishwashing
people,
but also dishwashers in your house.
Always good to have shots at the person you're
No, but I'm saying, I'm, you know, speaking to you, I'm not actually selling this to you at the moment. I want you to remember what it was like to be like us.
Plebs.
Everyday people, where the dishwasher doesn't really fit in wine glasses.
No.
You can try, it's on the side, but you always try and jam it in and the stem's in the way. The stem. Want to talk to you about the stem. Now, yes, there are stemless wine glasses, but I enjoy a stem. My friend Mr. Clam enjoys a stem. Now, if you want to enjoy a stem, you know what you can do? This is what you do. You can bend the glass so that the stem is out of the way and the glass gets fully clean. How do I do that? Well, with our innovative glass technology. Now, as far as wine goes, you're never going to have anything that's over the temperature of, let's just say, 30 degrees. On a really hot day, let's just say 30 degrees. There's nothing inside, whether it's red wine, whether it's white wine, whatever it might be. So my glasses actually get soft when you have them at 45 degrees plus. And what happens when you're rinsing them before you put them in the dishwasher, which a lot of people do, you know, I understand some people are like, we don't want to rinse, but if your dishwasher doesn't fit the glasses, this is what you can do. The stem becomes pliable at 45 degrees, making it able to bend and the glass up top able to fit into the dishwasher perfectly. And that, my friend, is high quality drinking.
Wow, first of all, wow.
She just kept talking, and didn't she?
An avalanche of words, elevator pitch style. I've been up to the 17th floor, back down to the lobby, gone and grabbed myself a bagel and a coffee.
I was thinking that was like you were
and made it back, and you're still in the elevator talking.
I kept you.
So bendable glass.
Yeah, it's a new innovation.
I mean, I like it. I like the idea.
Yeah. Would you question the technology?
Well, yeah,
existing?
I find it hard to believe that the stem goes soft when things heat
Have
up.
Have you heard of scrub daddies that were famously brought to you on Prawn Tank here? They go pliable in hot water, strengthening cold water. Same principle applies.
Oh, for glass.
Yes. Mm. It's innovative.
I don't think Mr. Clam over there is with you on this one.
He is.
No, yeah.
He just said he was.
And stay out of
it. You know what?
It's a little clam over there just making
his pearls.
Yeah,
stuff you both. I've got my own money and I know ways to get it. I'm going to sell a few feet pics and I'm going to invest in myself. Thanks
wow.
for nothing.
Wow. What a pitch. Bag me at the start,
yeah.
Go for a 12-minute monologue, mm-hmm. and then tell me to get stuff you're going to invest in your own product.
And are you turned on right now?
Let's talk later.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.